Good afternoon. Welcome everybody to the September 29th, 2015 Sussex County Council meeting. First we gotta do is approve the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon, members of council. At this time, we have no recommendations for changes to today's agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda. Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Obvious motion carried. We had the minutes of September 22nd. Any corrections, concerns, questions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
I have none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council?
Yeah, Mr. President, I got Rehoboth Summer Children's Theater thanked us for a $500 contribution.
There you go.
To their.
Any correspondence from council? Public comment, Mr. Guy. Okay, Mr. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. Later on this afternoon, you've got a grant request for $10,000 for the Greater Wings and Wheels. I want to know why we're giving them $10,000 when they're so stupid they don't know the difference between a snack vendor and a food vendor, and they're charging the food vendors $175 for their spots. So why are we giving them anything?
Thank you, sir. Laura Hill.
Is this the time to make comments on conditional use requests?
No,
ma'am. Okay, my mistake then.
Okay, that's fine. Stephen Weil.
Laura, tell us something.
No, this is public comment for just general public comment. The hearing will be about a half an hour from now.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good afternoon, Robert.
There you go.
My name is Stephen Wills. I live in Potnets Bayside, and we have an ongoing issue with the business there called Paradise Grill. We have won a temporary victory from ABC in that the expansion has been halted. We view that as a temporary victory. We don't think they'll make the same mistake twice in not notifying residents. Our issue has kind of spilled over into planning and zoning, which I understand recommends to you folks, and you approve their recommendations. My intent today is to get on your agenda formally and bring Mr. Lawrence Lank into the council meeting. We have an issue with planning and zoning in that it appears to us that they are not willing to follow their own regulations, and they have basically told us that because this establishment has existed for a long period of time, that they really don't intend to do anything about it, which is contrary to the regulation, as we will present if we get on your agenda. Number two, we've asked for his decision in writing, and he has refused to give us that. We infoed you in that last request, at least two of you council members. We have not heard an input from you. I have a copy of that email that we sent to you if you do not have it. In fact, I have five copies I'd be willing to pass around. We are hoping to get some action from Mr. Lank and get his decision as to why he refuses to give us his answer in writing.
Well, that's something just, I think, for your information. I mean, we're not going to have a public debate here in council with issues of planning and zoning to start with. I think you need to send him in writing to Mr. Lank.
We've done that.
And see if he responds. If he does not, then you contact Mr. Lawson.
Oh, he has not done that.
And then we'll go from there.
And we've contacted Mr. Lawson. I think he was one of the info people to the email. And again, their decision is that they intend to do nothing. Here's a picture of thousands of people down there and our children on golf carts mixed in with them waiting to get killed. So we'd like to get some action, however it takes, to get an answer from Mr. Lawson, Mr. Lank, whatever, as to why the regulation is not being enforced.
Okay. I would say contact Mr. Lawson in writing, and we'll go
from there. And maybe Mr. Moore can shed some light on it, please.
Okay, thank you, sir.
You want to leave the pictures here? We'll.
Yeah, I'd be.
We'll look at them.
Here's 4 or 5 copies of the message that we sent you folks. Here's the crowd. This is in private residential.
I guess you want that.
Thank you, sir.
You can have it.
If you can give me copies of the letters, please. You said that you had copies, or did you pass them? Okay, thank you.
Wilson got them. Make sure everybody gets one of them.
Okay, we've got this. Thank you.
Mr. Lawson.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. Two items of business this morning, or afternoon, excuse me. First one is wastewater agreement number A31-1. Contained in your packet was information regarding this agreement. Sussex County Project 81-04 for the vineyards at Nassau Valley, Phase 1A. West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District, consisting of 96 units, 24 in each building. System connection charges of $554,400,000. Unless there are any questions, I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read the motion, sir.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 831-1, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction, administration, and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Fernmore Holdings at Vineyards Delaware LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in the vineyards at Nassau Valley, Phase 1A, in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Entertain a council motion?
Yes.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
We have motion carried.
Thank you. Next item is the county administrator's report for September 29, 2015. Item number one, a final reminder for property owners in Sussex County. Wednesday, September 30th is the deadline to pay annual county property tax bills. Payments can be made in person, online, by phone, or by mail. Any payments mailed must be postmarked no later than September 30th. Payments made October 1st or later will be subject to penalty. This year's tax bills once again feature an easier-to-read format unveiled in 2013 to help taxpayers better understand their bills and payment options. Number of payment options are available for the public's convenience. Tutorial explaining how to view account information and make payments is available on the county's website. Sussex County accepts tax payments by cash, check, money order, and debit or credit cards. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. To John Ashman. Where's the expansion of the South Bethany Sanitary Sewer District? Request for parent post notices. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. I'm here this afternoon to request permission for the Sussex County Engineering Department to prepare and post notices for the expansion of the South Bethany Sanitary Sewer District to include the balance of parcels of a proposed subdivision known as Burzens and the surrounding area. This doesn't work. This is the subdivision of Burzens. This is a part of the project that's already in the sewer district. They are contiguous to the existing sewer district boundary. The project has an approved concept plan for the residential portion of the project and will submit the commercial portion as they proceed. The top third of the project is already in our sanitary sewer district. And the Sussex County Engineering Department received a letter and a check for the annexation fee from the developer requesting the project be annexed. And we then contacted four additional landowners that have the infill properties this area and these two parcels down here. They responded in favor, and we've also discussed with all four of them their responsibilities as part of this annexation, and we received a call from one of them today stating that he would not be able to be here, but he was expressing his support again. And the project currently consists of 102 total EDUs, and the entire annexation area is 45.34 acres more or less. The project will be providing a connection point for three other parcels currently in the sewer district but not yet served. That's these three parcels on the north side by the canal.
And the developer and property owners will be responsible for system connection fees in the amount of $5,775 per EDU, and the tentative date for the public hearing is November 3rd, should the motion pass.
Have a motion, sir.
I do. Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the extension of the South Bethany Sanitary Sewer District boundary to include the balance of the proposed subdivision of Burzen and the surrounding areas presented on October
6th, 2016. Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlette. Question on the motion.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
The word Asselwoman Canal is on the lower level there, mm-hmm. That little strip. Is that part of a parcel or what is that? Is it unbuildable or what's the deal there? It just seems.
I think most of it's unbuildable. Some of it might be state land down along there.
Well, I mean, I'm just wondering why we went down there like that.
Oh, because that's part of this parcel.
Oh, it is.
Kind of wraps down along there. Yeah.
Wraps down that little bit. Okay.
Yep.
Mr. Arlette.
Two things. Number one, this feeds into the South Coastal, correct?
Yes.
The ocean outfall? Okay.
Yes.
Number two is there an application already before or coming from a developer standpoint? Or what is the parcel currently zoned?
It'll still be coming forward to you.
So it is in the process. Gotcha. Okay.
They've already made the application?
I believe so.
Lawrence, they got an application. Is there an application on that Burzens and all that property there?
It's actually in town.
Yeah, it actually is in town of Ocean
View. On that side of the road?
Annexed into Ocean View.
Yep.
In the last year or so.
Oh, it is?
And they actually are having, I think, a public hearing if they didn't have it last week, and we provided comments to them as well.
And do we have a density calculation that we cap it? Because I know our South Coastal Planning Study says X. Does
town of Ocean
our
View.
Density and the town of Ocean View's density
theirs
jive, or are they going to get more density because they go into and exceed our study capacity?
Town of Ocean View is, I think, is 5 EDUs per acre residential, more 4, but we've allotted for what properties we figure will be annexed into the town of Ocean View. We've done that in our planning study.
Okay.
But I think they're actually under our assumption. I don't think they even meet our assumption.
I just don't want to get somebody else come up shorthanded South Coastal area.
Any more questions?
One last one, very quick. The preserve of Jefferson Creek, that subdivision right there, is that part of the county or is that annexed into Ocean View also?
It's in Ocean View. I think that gray area is Ocean View.
Real all that?
Well, to the right is not of the canal. I do know that.
No, that way I think it is.
Okay.
Okay, we'll take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll be
able to
motion carried. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Julie Cooper. South Coastal Region Wastewater Facility Septage Acceptance Plant, Project 14-20, substantial completion.
Good afternoon. The South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility recently was able to put online their septic acceptance plant, and it was placed into operation on September 21st, and we are here to request that council grant substantial completion for the project.
You have a motion?
Yep. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that Sussex County Council grant substantial completion effective September 21st, 2015, to Lakeside Equipment Corporation of Bartlett, Illinois, for Project 14-20 SCRWF Septage Acceptance Plant, and further that final payment be made and all retainage returned in accordance with the contract documents.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll make the motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Thank you. Wright. Sussex Shore Subdivision, Chapter 96, Project 14-13A, bid award.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Just real brief about this project. This subdivision of Sussex Shores is located on just off of Pennsylvania Avenue and Route 1, just north of Bethany Beach. The proposed project was presented to the Sussex County Council on June 10th, 2014, and the approval of resolution was granted for the project inclusion in the Chapter 96 program, along with the acceptance of the estimated cost and the scheduling of an election. The election took place on July 12th, 2014. It was voted in favor of proceeding with the project. The certified election results and a resolution authorizing the project to proceed was approved by council on July 29th, 2014. After that time, we worked with the community and our consultant GMB to prepare what I have today, which is the bid award for the project to place the utilities underground. We took bids on September 21st, 2015. There were three bidders, ranging from the low bid of $574,943 to nearly over $1 million. We are recommending AP Kroll, the low bidder. Our engineer's estimate was $565,893. So our low bid is essentially about 1.5% over our engineer's estimate.
Have a motion, sir.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the County Council approve the award of Sussex County Project 1413A, Sussex Shores Subdivision, Chapter 96, Utility Relocations, to AP Kroll & Sons, Incorporated of Georgetown, Delaware, at the bid amount of $574,943, and also approve an estimate from Delmarva Power in the amount of $400,000 for installing new electrical services and removing existing overhead services, an estimate with Verizon in the amount of $168,364 for installing new underground services and removing existing overhead services, and an estimate from Mediacom in the amount of $21,942 for installing new underground services and removing their existing overhead services. What I didn't mention there, in the total cost of this, the award today for AP Kroll was basically for us to have new conduits placed underground. We will then contract separately with each of the utility companies, Verizon, Delmarva, and Mediacom, for them with their own company to place their new services into those conduits and remove their old services. We do not have them in the form of an agreement yet, just because it's been difficult to get the information we needed, but I wanted to provide those estimates so that you can see that the total cost, including Kroll's work that we're recommending today, and it should be on your attachment there, puts us within 1% of what we've budgeted.
Right. That's fine. Any questions to council? Entertain a motion?
You did.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
I'll second it.
Second, Mr. Arlett. No question? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yeah. No, I'm not voting. We got to call.
Mr. Arlett.
I will vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried.
Thank you.
Next, sir.
Yes. This next item includes or is based on the same project, and this has to do with services provided to us, to be provided to us by GMB. We previously had approval of a design contract by GMB, approved by council. That work's been completed, resulted in the bid that we brought forward today. This now is a request for GMB to provide us with construction administration and resident project representative services, inspection services, basically, for this work and the forthcoming work, which will have to do with paving the project. This is in a form not to exceed $178,854.
Have a motion, sir.
You got it. Oh, wait.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that Sussex County Council approve Amendment Number 1 for Construction Administration and Resident Project Representative Services with George Miles and Buehr, GMB, for Chapter 96 Projects 14-13 A and B, Sussex Shores Utility Relocations and Roadway Improvements, respectively, in an amount not to exceed $178,854, effective today, September 29th, 2015.
Entertain a motion? Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions? Question, Mr. Arlett.
If you don't mind, Mr. President, what specific utilities are being altered here? I mean,
the existing utilities are Delmarva Power for electric services, Verizon, and MediaCom.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Questions? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Not voted.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. Thank you. Next, sir.
Thank you. And my final item for today involves contract, 15-08A, pump station 210, Force Main 2, Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility, Indian Mission and Beaver Dam Roads. Bids were opened on September 10th, 2015. We received three bids. There are discrepancies in the bid documents, and the engineering department opinion is that it's best to rebid the project so that the bidders can correct those discrepancies.
Okay, we have a motion.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that all bids for contract 15-08A, pump station 210 Force Main to IBRWF, Indian Mission and Beaver Dam Roads, be rejected and the contract be rebid.
Make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Janelle Cornwell, award of planning services. Come on down.
Good afternoon. On July 8th of this year, a request for proposal for planning services was advertised. A review committee was put together to evaluate the RFP respondents. The committee consisted of Todd Lawson, Gina Jennings, Vince Robertson, I.G. Burton, Lawrence Link, and myself. The county received four responses. There were three firms interviewed based on the requirements in the RFP. The criteria in the RFP utilized to review the proposals were experience and reputation, expertise, capacity to perform, credentials and experience, and familiarity with Sussex County. The criteria are as required by the county's consultant selection procedures and the Delaware Code. The following firms, in no particular order, were the three that were interviewed: McCormick Taylor, ERM Environmental Resources Management, and AECOM. The planning office is recommending that an offer for consulting services may be made to McCormick Taylor and AECOM. They were the top two scored firms. The firms have more experience in one area than in the other, thus allowing flexibility depending on the projects and needs of the planning and zoning office. McCormick Taylor has experience with comprehensive plans and for large counties and transportation projects. AECOM has experience with planning in Sussex County. Therefore, we are asking for a motion to work with AECOM and McCormick Taylor for a five-year period for planning services.
Have a motion,
correct? I do.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council select AECOM and McCormick Taylor, based on the recommendation of staff, to perform planning services on an as-needed basis for a five-year period beginning October 1st, 2015 and ending September 30th, 2020.
Yes.
Pleasure, Council. Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions, Mr. Wilson?
Was that on bid?
It was an RFP.
RFP. Okay. Yeah, RFP. And then they'll negotiate what they want to do with those firms.
You got it. Right. Okay.
Yep. More questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
We have motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Mr. Lank, Arbors at Cottagedale. Suspense of substantial construction deadline for 6 months.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
We have before you a request through the applicant's attorney requesting that the council affirm or grant approval of the decision made by the Planning and Zoning Commission in reference to the Arbors of Cottagedale, which is under time extension. At the meeting of August 27, 2015, the Planning and Zoning Commission considered a request for a one-year time extension regarding the Arbors of Cottagedale, which is conditional use number 1845, project for the construction of 168 affordable housing dwelling units to be located off McKenzie Way off of Plantations Road. The Planning Commission approved a suspension of the time extension for 6 months beginning August 27 of 2015 and that suspension mean that the site shall be substantially under construction by July 1 of 2016. That decision was based on letters received on August 5th of 2015 and August 7th of 2015 from the applicant representative explaining the history of the site, including the brownfield remediation required prior to construction of the proposed housing, and the fact that the site is utilizing the county's moderately priced rental unit program, also known as the MPHU program. In the packet that was forwarded to you was a copy of a letter from Frank Key on behalf of the applicant or the proposed builders, giving a history of the project, or both letters I did just reference. We also received a letter from the Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control and suggesting that due to this remediation, it would be beneficial if a time extension was granted for this project to allow them time to remediate the site. This was a site of a landfill, mostly trees and stumps that were buried, and not knowing what else has been buried, they won't know until they get in and start doing the remediation.
Sure.
Okay. And does it make sense to start building houses or units? Probably not until that remediation is substantially underway, so they know what sites they can start the construction.
Okay.
So the real intent is to, they're basically, the commission granted the suspension and the time limit to July 1, and their attorney on behalf of the applicant is requesting the council's affirmation that the commission that was took the right step.
Okay.
I have a question.
Mr.
Deaver. I want to make sure that they are respecting the Native American graves, the Corsi property, in their plan. I'm sure you...
The project immediately adjacent has the majority of the grave sites.
Yes.
There is a small portion on this property. That small portion, based on the site plan, will be required to be fenced and marked so it's clear where those graves are.
Good. Right. Thank you.
Do you have a proposed motion or?
No, I didn't make a proposed. It's just basically the council just needs to make a motion to affirm the commission's granting of the suspension and the time limit of July 1st of 2016.
Okay.
So.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Do we have a second for that?
I'll second it.
Second, Mr. Arlette. Questions?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Where specifically is this located?
Mackenzie Way is a lane just off Plantation Road. It's about less than a quarter mile south of Lowe's on Route 1 on Plantation Road.
Gotcha. Okay. So, okay. And so what we're doing is planning zoning has
recommended
for us to suspend, bottom line, give them an extension of the condition.
Basically, it comes out to an extension to July 1. Pretty much.
To give them time to remediate before they can do anything construction-wise.
Right. And the remediation would be a part of, they can't really start construction of any housing units until they've done a remediation, because they've got to establish that they've removed all the materials that need to be removed before they can start.
So who's driving train on this? Is this DENREC? As it relates to the remediation?
I mean, DENREC.
Is it DENREC?
Right.
So
and
we
they,
are...
They have to have approval from DENREC before they can start, and that's substantially ready to be... to go. We just had to grant the extension to allow more time, because they were limited now until December 31st, basically.
Right. And I guess I presume that based on the planning and zoning's request, that this is enough time, I'm guessing, for July of this
you
year?
You assume so, but they can substantiate what they've completed, just like they did in the letter of attachments that make reference to the several line items of what permits they have, what permits they need. Pretty much the history of it in the two different letters.
Okay. Thank you.
More questions?
Well, take the man Norris know how natural resources thinks.
There you are. Take the vote, Mr. Deaver.
Me too.
No. And I voted against the project itself in the from day one.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Grant request. Mrs. Jennings.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of council. I have one grant for your consideration. It's the Greater Georgetown Chamber of Commerce is requesting $10,000 for their annual Wings and Wheels event in October. Last council grant was $2,000, which was $1,500 from Mr. Wilson and $500 from Mr. Phillips.
I make a motion we each one give $500 to this Wington Wheels, Old County Airport.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, to grant $500 for each council district, being $2,500 total, if I'm mass right.
Like the way it was done.
Any second? Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Second, Mrs. Deaver.
I do have a motion. Yes, I do have a question. Mrs. Jennings, do we know what their budget is? I mean, we've got a request. I have no clue what this relates to as their overall budget. I mean, what can you share about that?
We have their letter, and that's what I have. We do give them $1,500 a year from the council to their budget, but we do a lot of in-kind and work because it's at our airport as well.
It's there to promote the airport, and that's one thing we try to do is promote the airport, and it costs us $500 a piece to promote our own airport. Airport is not mine. It's the whole county's. It's already been voted on. Well, it's Coastal Airport. It's just much your airport.
What was that name again, Council?
So I'm asking you to just give $500 a piece.
As you have heard Mr. Wilson's rationale.
Well, I think it's pretty fair.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Due to Mr. Wilson's persuasive argument that he just made, I'll vote yes. I had no idea it was
Mr. Arlett.
Well,
you can say no if you want to. So I'll pass it.
It would be an honor to help promote the Delaware's Coastal Airport Wings and Wheels event.
Mr. Wilson.
So yes.
Yes, and we are expecting Lieutenant Colonel Cole, who was in the Second World War, and was the part of the sensor group.
Doolittle Raiders.
Doolittle. And that's quite an honor to have him and be a lot of things. I think it's quite.
And if he doesn't make it, I'll fill in for him.
So my answer is yes. Thank
you. Your vote is yes?
Thank you, gentlemen. Mr. Deaver, thank you.
I would say that $500 is a cheap investment to finally have Mr. Wilson realize that the airport's name is now Coastal Airport. So I'm going to second that motion, third that motion. We'll vote yes. It's all done. Proposed any ordinances?
He will be skydiving.
Moving forward.
Council members' comments. Council members' comments.
Mrs.
Deaver.
I travel around and go to different meetings, and I know that we're really selling homes here, and we have a lot of new people, and they have a lot of questions for me about how our land use process works, and I would like to look into making the process a little bit easier to understand, and I'd like to request that the signs for hearings be larger than they are now. They get lost in the grass, and they're hard to see, and they're so small. If you pull over to try to read it, there's just not all roads don't have a shoulder to pull over on to read the little sign. I can't imagine what it would, such a terrible cost, that would cost us so much money to have larger signs, and I think we should do it.
Okay, anything else from council?
Yes, Mr. President.
Arlett.
Two things. Number one is that we had a tremendously successful, very productive workshop this morning regarding the signs, so I appreciate Mr. Lawson and you, Mr. President, for putting that together. I think it was a great first step in improving our sign ordinances here in the county. It's number one. Number two is that on Saturday, I had the opportunity to go to several events, but one of which I wanted to pay public comment. There's a young man out of Millsboro. He's just in middle school, and his name is Will. I won't give the last name for public record, but he just put on, his second or third annual carnival. Whereas this event is going to the dollars that were raised is going to the Sturge Weber Foundation. I believe this young man, maybe 12, 13 years old, raised over $10,000 for that organization. And I just wanted to publicly comment that that we need more young men to step up and give of themselves for the benefit of this community. And I just think I want to publicly recommend and commend him for his efforts.
Thank you, sir. Any more comments from council?
Mr. President.
Yeah, Mr. Lawson.
Sorry, before you segue into public hearings, I wanted to make the council aware that we have very little items on for next week's council meeting. There's a high likelihood that we will cancel next week's meeting.
High likelihood.
Unless I hear objections from three of you, I would be recommending that we cancel next week's meeting.
Okay. Do we need a motion? I assume to do that, don't we?
It would benefit, yes, but maybe not necessary.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Deaver.
I'll second that motion.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Absolutely yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Well, I don't have to far dry, so it doesn't really matter to me. But I'll vote yes for the rest of it.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Lawson?
Thank you, sir.
We'll now go to public hearings. Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to read the rules of procedure for County Council zoning hearings. When Council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because Council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Each application shall be announced. The Director will review with Council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record, along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the Commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application, present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, Council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless Council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you are required to come to the front, stand at the podium, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. There is also a sign-in sheet at the podium. Be sure and put your name and address. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to Mr. Lank, and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beep, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, Council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, Council will do likewise. And the first hearing is conditional use number 2025. Mr. Lank.